climate change is so scary, folks, that it is actually messing with time. I'm serious. This is a CNN story. This is the most absurd story that I've seen yet. As a matter of fact, there's another one that's almost as crazy, and that was connecting the core, which they're not even sure, that it's rotating, or that it is slowed down, or that some people think that it has reversed. And there are some people trying to blame that on man-made global warming. But this is CNN trying to say that climate change, this is their headline, climate change is messing with time. Messing with time. I guess maybe that's why all their predictions are so wrong. You know, we predicted that all the glaciers are going to be gone, and we predicted all the polar ice caps are going to be gone. Oh, the reason that didn't happen was, I guess, global warming is messing with time. I don't know if it's dilating it or contracting it. The impacts of human-caused climate change are so overwhelming, they're actually messing with time, says CNN. There is absolutely no lie that these people are ashamed to tell, whether you're talking about the climate MacGuffin or the COVID MacGuffin. It's yet another sign of the huge impact that humans are having on the planet. One person says, and I don't think that they did this as a joke. I mean, this could be the Babylon Bee. This is a testimony to the gravity of climate change. It's a relatively important problem in the theory of relativity. And this is the gravity of climate change. The number of hours, minutes, and seconds making up each day on Earth are dictated by the speed of the Earth's rotation, which is influenced by a complex knot of factors. Is it really, or is it independent of that? I guess it's all relative, Einstein would say. These include processes in the planet's fluid core, the ongoing impact of the melting of huge glaciers after the last ice age, as well as melting polar ice due to climate change. For millennia, however, the impact of the moon has dominated, increasing the length of a day by a few milliseconds per century. The moon exerts a pull on the Earth, causing the oceans to bulge toward it and gradually slowing the Earth's rotation. I wonder what Newton would do about this. You know, he was able to work out the tides and all these other things. Yeah, I guess we don't have anybody around like that that can explain this to CNN and correct their math. But all that could be changing, says CNN. You see, as important as the moon is in terms of its effect on the Earth's rotation, they're trying to tell you, that's nothing compared to you and your SUV. You're going to have to stop that. And even your gas oven and your gas heater for your house, all that stuff. This could be changing if the world continues to pump out planet heating pollution. So don't have a heat pump. Climate change could become the new dominant factor, outpacing the moon's role, says a guy from a Swiss university, a study author, and an assistant professor. And so I guess, you know, we're just going to have to get serious about this stuff because it's even messing with time. Maybe they could get George Bailey. You know, he had that picture where he harnessed the moon. he gave it to her. Well, you know, maybe that's what we need. We need another George Bailey to harness the moon. This is one of the most ridiculous things. This is right up there with Wallace and Gromit going to the moon to get cheese. It works like this. Here is their absurd explanation. As humans warm the world, glaciers and ice sheets are melting, and that melt water is flowing from the poles toward the equator. This changes the shape of the planet, flattening it at the poles and making it bulge more in the middle, slowing its rotation. Well, that happens to each and every one of us as we age. That's not happening to this aging Earth. How ridiculous that is. Because first of all, we know that the polar ice caps are not melting. They're actually growing. If you look at the satellite data, it's actually growing. So first of all, that is not happening. But isn't it interesting that they think, and they want you to believe, I don't know if they think it or not, they just want you to believe that the sun is not really affecting our climate. It's your SUV. And the moon is not affecting the tides or anything. It's your SUV that is doing all that. It is a sobering solution, said this one scientist, this associate professor in a university in Zurich. We have to consider that we are now influencing Earth's orientation in space so much that we are dominating effects that have been in action for billions of years. Well, if the Earth is billions of years old, how come it hasn't slowed down even more so? My son writes, great Scott, Marty. Once this gets up to 88 degrees, you're going to see some serious stuff here. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, we don't want to get to 88 degrees. It's going to get really, really bad. it's going to go back in time. One of the most amazing things I've ever seen is this article here.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. thedavidknightshow.com.